but it's been something I like to live with.
Nelson? Wanted to talk to you.
Well, you're terrific, and I appreciate it. We're sitting here with candles, and everything is in good shape, except we haven't got any light.
Do you get any closer to the solution?
Yeah, it's coming down the Hudson. It's gotten by Albany and Troy. We got light there, and up in most of the upstate city. And we ought to have it here in New York in about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people of this state, though, Mr. President, have been just wonderful. There have been no panic, there's been no rioting, no looting. The National Guard, the State Police, the Civil Defense organizations were ready. They're well organized. We've got everybody mobilized. The local police have been working very closely together with our organization. We put the 42nd Division into the armories here in New York just on a standby basis, and they've been helping the city police get people out of subways. Helping some of the old folks into the armories, the civil defense got blankets and cots and all up throughout the state. So that the situation is in pretty good shape, but we still don't know really what happened. And we're going to, I've ordered an investigation through our Public Service Commission and calling a meeting tomorrow of all of the heads of the various power companies and the state power authority. And we're going to find out, and then we're going to take whatever steps are necessary to see to it that this cannot happen again.
Good. I asked Swedler to take all the federal agencies, he's chairman of Federal Power, and to get his teeth into it and give us a report, and I hope your people will cooperate with him, too.
And we'll give them every cooperation. We'll work with them. We're sure grateful for your offer of help, and that meant a lot to the people here. The radio stations have done a wonderful job in keeping in touch with the people, and your messages have been on the air all the time.
How's my girlfriend? She's still living with you?
Across the table from you.
Well, you tell her we send her love.
Well, she says hers too, and she's just sitting here in the dark with us.
Oh, I hope I'm going to see you next week or so.
She says you brought a ray of light in the room.
That's good. Nelson, I want to announce tomorrow I'm going to appoint you to this Commission on Intergovernmental Relations, succeeding John Anderson of Kansas. You know, that's a commission that Congress organized back in Eisenhower's day as a permanent bipartisan body of 26 members to give study to the relationship between the federal government and the state's government.
Well, I'll be delighted to do anything I can.
All right, well, I'm going to name you, the governor's conference recommended you, I'm going to name you tomorrow, and I wanted to talk to you first and tell you so you wouldn't think I was presumptuous.
It's a pleasure, and it's something I'm tremendously interested in, and we also appreciate very much an invitation. We're going to see you at dinner. If we get any light, then we can come down.
Well, I'm expecting you to be there.
We'll bring our candles with us.
I don't care. I wouldn't mind seeing you in the dark, but I want all the lights on when Happy's there. Let me say hello to her.
Say hello to you. Come on, here she comes. She's bringing her own candle. You're terrific, and I'm just delighted that you're feeling better.
Well, I am. I'm going to be up at it, and I'll see you when we get back to when the princess gets her.
Wonderful. She's happy.
All right. How are you, Mr. President?
Pretty good, Happy. For an old man, I'm kind of recuperating, but I'm going to be all right in a week or so.
Well, now, you take good care of yourself.
We are, and we're looking forward to seeing y'all at the princess's dinner. Tell Nelson if there's anything else we can do, please call on me.
Well, he's right here. Thanks for everything, and just take care of yourself, and we'll see you.
Okay.
All right, here he is.
All right.
Okay, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Now, if there's anything in the world I can do, you call me day or night.
Well, you're wonderful. We sure appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you. So glad that you're okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.